Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just so broke you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control like a bad disease. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life police. Cause every day I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter. Or you can be better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Now every day is like a brand new year. I throw my hands up in the air like I just don't care. I'm moonwalking down the street feeling like oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, at the bottom of the gas now I see clear. So now I laugh just a little more. I'm doing much taller than I did before. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I thank God that I'm not where I used to be. I used to be bitter, bitter, bitter. And now I feel better, better, better. Great life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne. Don't worry, little children. And don't complain. Whoa, remember your folding. Your body's some sugar cane. Great life gives you lemon. Take lemonade.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I would say for a reason that I can't explain. Got something new to believe in. I'm awakened again. How many miracles I have seen each day. If I can just get out of my own way. Well, life gives you lemon. Instead of champagne.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm more talented than Alex Boyer. More.
Good evening, everyone. This is Gail Delicious Johnson, also formerly known as Miss Delicious. I'm your host this evening. And on If Life Gives You Lemon, our show is for the tame as well as the untamed. It's serious with a dash of humor. Life is what you make it. You may be rich but unhappy or broken happy. You may have had many adversities in your life. How many pity parties did you have? Ever went from being a victim to becoming victorious? Ever been down so low you could swing your legs on a dime? Do you have a sense of humor? Ever laughed at yourself? What is your overall view of life? Want to vent or just have something to get off your chest? If you answer yes to one of these questions, this show is for you. On my show, you get free exposure if you're a business owner, starting a business, author, expert, or just want to share information of importance. I invite you to come on as a guest and let's chop it up. Sorry, there'll be no discussion, religion, or politics. If you're interested in becoming a co-host, email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Okay, we have a very special guest this evening. I didn't even tune him in. I'm sorry. Hello, Eric.
Yes.
How are you, darling?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. This is our special guest this evening. I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about him before we get into the discussion that we're going to be discussing this evening. Eric Twiggs is a founding partner and president of the What Now Movement. His mission is to build high-performing entrepreneurs, authors, and career professionals who are prepared for life's unexpected curveballs. He is author of The Discipline of Now, 12 Practical Principles to Overcome Procrastination. The Discipline of Now has been recognized as a global top 10 finalist for the 2020 Author Elite Awards in the category of Best Self-Help Book. This recognition was based on the combination of the following criteria: cover design, content, popularity, and social contributions. Eric is also the host of a weekly inspirational podcast titled The 30-Minute Hour. As a certified life and business coach, Eric has conducted over 28,000 coaching sessions, helping executive leaders and entrepreneurs who have moved from feeling frustrated to finding fulfillment. He has also led organizations of 500 or more people in corporate America and shared his message with corporations, associations, and congregations across the country. By reading The Discipline of Now, you will receive a proven blueprint to beat procrastination so that you may make more money, get more done, and feel more confident. All right. Well, that sounds very interesting. I really can't wait to get into the show because I am a procrastinator myself. So I this show is definitely for me. So I have some questions I would like to ask you as well. Do you tell me about the What Now movement?
Yeah. So the What Now movement is something that we formed earlier this year during the COVID-19 pandemic, because we were taught, myself and my other fellow partners, Ted Fells and Dr. Sharon H. Porter, we were coming into contact with so many people that would say, hey, you know, I'm losing my business. What now? My company is laying me off. What now? I own a restaurant and people can't come in to my establishment anymore like they used to. What now? And we put our heads together to say, you know, we need to partner. And so the backstory is, we were initially, me and my two partners, we were initially planning to do a live event, right, before the pandemic. We were going to do a conference and get people in the room and everything else. So we had to say what now when the pandemic came, because everything went virtual.
Wow. And
so it's the combination of all of those things. We started this movement, and our mission is to help the entrepreneur, the career professional, even the author, to be able to pivot and to really be able to respond with the right answer to the question of what now when the next curveball comes up.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds very intriguing because, you know, a lot of things cause people to step back because of this pandemic that's going on. And it was good that you could go on with it, you know, regardless to the pandemic or whatever was going on. So that was totally a blessing in disguise that you still did it. So I'm quite sure a lot of people are appreciative of that. So what inspired you to write The Discipline of Now?
So it really started, my journey on this whole productivity, overcoming procrastination piece, it started back when I was in college. So I went to Hampton University, right? And I talk about this in the book, and I'm having a conversation with my good friend Donnell. And I have to admit, Donnell and I were a little different, right? So he was all about his purpose, and I was all about the party. I just have to keep it real with you. So we're having this conversation, and he's like, Eric, man, you have to get serious. Man, you need to think about what you want to do. And I would always we just had this back and forth. And I was always like, man, come on. We have plenty of time for all of that. We have plenty of time to think about that. Are you going to the party with me tonight or not? And so we had one of these dialogues this particular evening, and time went by. I hadn't talked to him in a while. And I got a phone call from his mother informing me of the fact that he was tragically killed in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that really, that changed the way I thought about time. And I realized that we don't have as much time as we think we have to leave the legacy
right.
that we want to leave. And I, that just really launched me on this journey to really think about how I'm spending my time and how can I help people to overcome procrastination so they make the most of their time. And I wanted to really put a – now, there's a lot that happened between then and now, but the bottom line is I wanted to put a tool and a resource in people's hands that they could use to beat this thing called procrastination.
Oh, wow. Well, when your friend was killed, did you have – had you written the book then or it was later on after that?
Yeah, it was later on. So after that experience, like I was really just motivated to make the most of my time by advancing in my career, right? I thought that was what it's all about. You know, I want to make as much money as possible. I want to advance to the top of the corporate ladder because time is short. That was my thinking. And I remember this vividly. There was one day in particular. I had gotten to a point where I was a district manager. I had 17 locations. This is an automotive service. I had 500 employees. I'm driving my BMW. By all measures, I am quote-unquote successful. And I remember I'm driving in, and I just happened to look at the rearview mirror, and I could see my eyes, and they were the eyes of someone who literally dreaded the idea of going into the office. So it's like I reached this place where I felt like I was successful, but I wasn't significant. And so from there, that was just another like defining moment, and I had to figure out, okay, you know, what am I passionate about? What does success mean to me? You know, and if I could make a difference for any cause, what would that difference be? And I started to look through my career, and the times where I was speaking in public, those are the times where I felt most fulfilled. And I remember, like, any time I would be speaking to a group, I would always be thinking to myself, you know, I could just do this all day, every day. And that's where it started. You know, I went from there. I went to Toastmasters International and got active and did a lot of speaking and then joined the National Speakers Association. And that helped me to become a professional speaker. And then that's when I started to put the content together for the book, The Discipline of Now. And here we are.
Okay. Now, how is your book different from the others out there on the topic of procrastination?
So, you know, there was a level of frustration I would get when I would read some of the other books. It was a lot of the same cookie-cutter information. Like, you know, you have to be an early bird. You know, don't check your email before noon. So my book, I've come up with a specific model. It's called the Procrastination Prevention Pyramid. And it's got specific, it's like five levels to it, and it's got specific steps to help you to overcome procrastination. And also, it takes into account like your genetics, where most of the procrastination books don't really talk a lot about that. So, if you're an early bird person, if you're a night owl, it takes into account your personality type as far as different strategies. So the strategies are really specific to your specific situation when it comes to beating procrastination.
Okay. And who is the book for?
So it's for the entrepreneur, the executive leader, you know, the career professional, that individual that's looking to go from good to great. And so a lot of times you think, okay, procrastination, I'm not a chronic procrastinator. So there are tools for the chronic procrastinator, but there are also tools for that person who feels like they don't procrastinate that much, but they're just trying to get to that next level. They're trying to enhance their productivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why do people need to tackle their procrastination?
great question, because procrastination, it's a silent killer, right? Because you don't realize that it's impacting you. Like, sometimes there's no immediate negative consequence when you put off those things that you're supposed to do, right? So, for example, let's say, you know, you've got a presentation that's coming up, and you wait till the last minute to start. There's no, like, game show buzzer that goes off. There's no procrastination police officer that comes to arrest you, you know. So you're thinking everything is okay. And then to make matters worse, let's say you do the presentation. And then afterwards, people are telling you, oh, wow, that was great. Nice job. No, that was excellent. Great presentation. So now you start telling yourself, I work better under pressure. But the problem is that the presentation would have been much better if you started earlier, right? Because if you give your ideas a chance to develop, and the presentation is going to be much better, and you don't know that you're really impacting the quality of your work by waiting until the last minute.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm generally somewhat like that, you know. I can work under pressure, because if I have something I have to do at a certain amount of time, I'll wait just until that time, you know, before to do it. Sometimes I may prepare myself, but, you know, I do that as well, working under pressure. And I at one point I thought it was a good thing, because I was thinking that I was doing my best, but as you had mentioned, if I had prepared, you know, it would have been better. So that's a point that I'm going to keep in my mind as well. So what are some simple steps that listeners can do today to begin combating procrastination?
Well, so, I mean, one of the most basic things is to eliminate distractions, right? And the book is really, it's all about heightening your awareness to those things that trigger you to procrastinate. So what happens is, you know, a lot of times we start feeling anxiety. So anxiety and fear, those are things that trigger us to procrastinate when we start feeling that. So we look for relief.
Yeah.
And so quite often we look to our cell phone. We look to, you know, check email. So the best thing, one of the best things you could do is to just get rid of all of those notifications and alerts. You know how you get the notification that you're getting an email, you get the notification that you're getting a text message. You know, you're getting all these different notifications. And so if you're starting to feel anxiety, all of a sudden you're getting oh, wow, I got a text message. Oh, wow. So the best thing you could do is to eliminate those alerts and notifications and just get it. Put yourself in an environment where you're not distracted.
Well, you know, I used to have that problem, and I have really disconnected my notifications a long time ago, because it was nerve-wracking to me to hear that, you know, every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, you know. So I got rid of mine a long time ago. It's irritating to me. Now, I have a friend, and when we're together, a girlfriend of mine, her notification, it really bugs me, and I had tried to disconnect it for her at one point, because our phone was, I didn't know how to do that, but it's just so annoying to hear that, you know, and I'm not really that connected to my cell phone, to every minute I'm checking my emails and doing this and doing that, because I basically use it, you know, to talk on, and later on, you know, during the night, I may play a few games on it, but I've seen where some people are so attached to their cell phones until it's really sad. When you sit down and eat a meal, you're holding your phone in one hand and your fork in the other, you know. So I was guilty of that as well, having my notifications and, you know, all that crazy stuff. So that's a good point as well. So is procrastinating something you suffer from, and do we all suffer from it?
So consider this. There's a study that was out of University of Calgary. They said that 95% of the population has an issue with procrastination, and that I believe that the other 5%, they just haven't gotten around to taking the survey yet. So that's how serious this thing is. But as far as myself, here's the thing, and I hate to admit this. Remember I was telling you, that, you know, I got to this point where I knew that I wanted to, you know, branch off into professional speaking and ultimately be an author. And so I came to this decision, right? So I procrastinated. It took me 3 years. It took me 3 years from the time I made the decision to when I actually got started as far as Toastmasters and everything else. Why? Because, yeah, I said, okay, you know, who's going to, well, what am I going to say that hasn't already been said? Who's going to pay me to come talk to their people? So I had all these thoughts going into my mind. So, yes, I am just, it's easy for me to procrastinate just like it would be anybody else. And the key, the big takeaway is discipline. That's why I titled the book The Discipline of Now. And the good thing with discipline is that if I can do it, if I can develop the skills, anybody that's listening to us right now can do the same thing.
Right, right. And you're true. It is all about discipline, because if you discipline yourself for anything, you know, it's like a condition and you can do whatever it is you're disciplining yourself for. But some people, you know, half step with it. Well, I'll do it today, but tomorrow this, that, you know, just putting things off. And that's where that procrastination creeps in, you know, because, and I'm guilty of it, I will admit, because I, like I said, I am a procrastinator. And these points that you are giving out are very good. So I hope the listeners will, you know, have something to take away as well. You know, because like you had mentioned also, 95% of the population are procrastinators, and the other 5 probably haven't been tested. But, you know, and it's a serious thing, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. The next moment is not. And time is something that you can't get back once it's gone. You know, because some people say, well, I'm catching up on my sleep. I'm doing it. You will never catch up on your sleep. It's gone. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it, and we've seen it in 2020, right? I mean, just look at some of the people that have surprisingly passed away that we thought had their full life ahead of them. They were at the pinnacle of their career, and it just it's just a reminder, like you just said, tomorrow isn't promised, and we need to move today.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show at 109.9 Blog Talk Radio, coming to you live from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hosted by Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. For questions or comments, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877. And remember, if life gives you lemons, make a martini. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
All right, we're back, and this evening's guest is Eric Twiggs, and he's the author of a book that will help us overcome procrastination, the 12 Principles of Overcoming Procrastination. I hope I said that right, but if not, we are going to find out. And where can people get in touch with you?
So they can go to my website. They can go to thedisciplineofnow.com. My contact information is there. You know, they can pick up the book right there on the website. They can also email me at eric@ericmtwiggs.com, but all that information is right there.
Okay. Now tell me about the special offer you have for my listeners, my followers.
Yes. So all your followers have to do is text the number 474747 and then type in Twiggs, T-W-I-G-G-S. And they will get a bonus audio instantly sent to them. And it's one of my podcast episodes from the 30-minute hour, and it's titled The Urgency of Now. We go in depth on the podcast talking about, you know, the importance of, you know, doing things now, not putting things off, pursuing your purpose, those types of things. That's a special offer. All they have to do is type in, text the number 474747, and then type in the words Twigs, T-W-I-G-G-S, and they will instantly get that offer sent to them.
Oh, okay. Now, this is, just in case you didn't get that, that's 474747, Twigs.
Yes.
And you will get a special offer. So, you know, that's like free, right? So I know everybody
free.
Likes free stuff. So go in there and get it, because I certainly am. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you're from and, you know, what you're doing nowadays.
So, yeah, I'm from Washington, D.C. Right now I'm in Clinton, Maryland, which is like 20 minutes or so outside of Washington, D.C. And as far as what I'm doing now is, like, I'm with the What Now movement, and we're actively, I mean, and definitely people can check out that Facebook page. It's a group we have, and we've got like 1,300 of these entrepreneurs, authors, career professionals, and it's an uplifting, encouraging, diverse environment. You know, like, so every day in the What Now Movement group on Facebook, and every day at 12 noon, we have a different theme, right? So Mondays, it's either motivational or mental health Monday. And we have somebody that goes live within the group for 15 minutes talking about those principles. Tuesday, it's time management, which is near and dear to my heart, as you know, and technology, right? So somebody goes in live on that day, and they talk. We have experts, you know, within the group that's their specialty. And then Wednesday is Wellness Wednesday. So we have people that come in and talk about wellness principles. Thursday is thought leadership and thankful Thursdays. And then Friday is either fitness or financial Friday. And there's opportunities, you know, if you've got a business. On Mondays, we also have a Marketing Monday component, so you can put your business promotional links out there, and people will like and share and all that good stuff. So that's what I do. So when I'm not, you know, doing some type of keynote, a lot of my keynote presentations have been virtual with everything that's been going on. When I'm not doing a keynote presentation or coaching someone, I'm actively engaged with the What Now movement.
Okay, now, what website is that on? This is on Facebook, right?
Yeah, so this is a Facebook page. So our listeners have to do is just go to the search engine on Facebook, type in the What Now movement, and you want to join the private group.
Okay. So everybody, did you get that? Go to Facebook and type in What Now Movement. Okay. The What Now Movement. All right. That you know, all the information that you shared with myself and my listeners was very informative. And, you know, I'm going to look into getting that book, you know, because I think things sink in a little deeper when you have the, you know, different things like the material right there, a book to read it or to refer back and forth to the book. You know, even though the points and the things that we had talked about were very important and, you know, very enriching enlightenment to me, you know, because like I can't say this enough, I am a procrastinator, and sometimes I really hate it because, like you had mentioned about your friend, I had a, because I'm from Washington, D.C. myself, and my best girlfriend was, you know, was living in D.C., and I kept saying, I'm going to give her a call, but I got the call that she had died. So, you know, you can't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today. And, you know, if people, you know, were a little bit more conscious of that, you know, because I just felt, you know, because I would always say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. And, you know, it really hurt me because she had been, I knew she was sick, but I didn't know she was as sick as she was that, you know, it took her life, you know, and I couldn't even go to the funeral because it was like happened so quick, you know, and, you know, you just have to be a little bit more conscious of the time, you know, things that you do. If you have an appointment at 1 o'clock, and one thing I can say about myself is that if I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, I'm gonna get there between 12:30 and 12:45. You know,
yes.
I never go into an appointment at the last minute. You know, because I just feel that I wouldn't want anybody to come to anything that I was doing at the last minute, or you know, to come late. You know, that's the worst you can do is to come late. But, you know, people, if they would just be, you know, more conscious of time, because time is something that we can never get back. You know?
Yeah, and you bring
and
up a great
precious.
Point. Here's the other thing, too, is, and this is something I've just discovered, just as I've dug deeper into time management and productivity, that in general, we are bad at predicting how long things really take, right? We always think we have more time than we really do. And so,
yep.
Like, for example, even if it's something as simple as going into the office, we say, okay, the office is 20 minutes away. So I'm going to leave 20 minutes, you know, give myself 20 minutes time. But we don't take into account
right.
that it's going to be traffic. There may be an accident.
Yep.
It may be raining. You know, we assume best case scenario. And so that's why, I mean, not procrastinating. So, for example, if you don't procrastinate, you give yourself time to account for when life happens.
Right.
You know, you're prepared. But if you wait to the last minute and something happens, then you're just in trouble.
Yep. And, you know, that it's sad that, you know, it would have to happen like that. But, you know, like you said, you have to plan and you have to stick to that plan, you know, because you can make all the plans you want, but if you don't stick to them, they're pointless. And why are you making them? But if you say you have to be somewhere at 1 o'clock, don't wait until 5 minutes to 1 and the ride is actually 20 minutes to get there. You know,
right.
That's why I would always, you know, try to get there at least a half an hour earlier or maybe 15 minutes earlier, you know, because some, you don't know about the parking situation. You don't know about the road situations, all types of things that can cause you to be later than what you had planned on going. You know, so it's always best to plan and stick to your plans. And 9 times out of 10, that will work for you. You know, but you have people that say, oh, I'll get there. I know I got 20 minutes, so I'm going to do this. You get out there and there's an accident on the road. That holds you up. You know, so time should be taken a little bit more serious. And, you know, to my listeners, hopefully you're going to walk away with something from Mr. Twiggs. And please check out his Facebook, the What Now Movement, and I'm going to do that. And like I said, the points that you did make this evening, I'm going to marinate on that. And, you know, hopefully I'm going to get your book as well. So are there any last-minute points or things you would like to share with my listening audience before you leave?
Absolutely. There's one thing I want to leave with the audience, because this is one of the leading causes of procrastination. There's something called perfectionism, right? We feel like, okay, and this was me. I suffered from this, where you feel like you need to have everything figured out before you move, right? You have to do all this research. You have to get all this data. You can't move until you have every I dotted or have every T crossed. Here's the message I have for the listener, is that you can't allow perfect to become the enemy of progress.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have to focus on that. You're not going to have it all. You're not going to have it 100% figured out. Sometimes you just have
mm-hmm.
to take the next step, and then the other steps reveal themselves.
Right, right, right. You're absolutely right. You know, because some people, they're, you know, perfectionists. I mean, I'm not a perfectionist. I can say that much. But I do like to have things in order. You know, if I'm going to do something, I take it step by step, because I am an author, and I have to write when I'm in that writing mood, because my thoughts and everything flow better as opposed to me just sitting down at my computer and just start writing. You know, it to me, now this is only to me, because I don't know how other authors do their writing, but to me, I would have to have my thoughts in my head, you know, where I'm going and, you know, what I'm getting ready to do. So once I do that, I can sit down and things will just flow. But just to sit down and, you know, just pull up the my word and just start writing something, I'm saying, well, what am I writing about? Where am I going with this story? And, you know, so, you know, I'm saying all that to say that sometimes you do have to get things in order, and then you have to execute them. So, you know, and being a perfectionist, I'm not. Are you still a perfectionist?
I think I would call myself a recovering perfectionist.
Oh,
I just
okay.
have to.
Okay.
It's something I just have to constantly monitor to make sure I'm not mm-hmm. overdoing. You know, I believe there's a season to do your research and get your facts together, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, yes,
mm-hmm.
you have to be prudent, but then there's also a season to take the next step. And,
mm-hmm.
like, even, like, with the writing thing, something I had to learn was that you can't write and edit at the same time. So that helped me back for a long time because I would write and then I'd be editing. And I would. So as opposed to just getting your ideas on paper, no matter how crazy,
right,
it doesn't have to be
right.
perfect. Yeah, just get it, mm-hmm. get it on paper, and then go back and edit.
Mm-hmm. Well, as far as that's concerned, I just write. But as far as editing, I may go over afterwards, but I have an editor, you know, because I just can't. That's the most tedious job when it comes to the literary world is being an editor. You know, but like I said, I'll go back and correct as much as I can before I send it off to my editor. But as far as, like, writing and editing at the same time, I'll be still writing a book if I did that. But, you know, fortunately, we do have different strings that we can pull and, you know, get things done. But, you know, this procrastination... Everybody out there that's listening, I want to say hey to Ruby. That's my sister down in South Carolina. She's on the line. I don't know the other numbers of the people that are on the line, but I do see my sister Ruby's number up there. And, you know, when you procrastinate, you're losing time, and time is something you can never get back. So get off your keisters and get this book. Or either go to the website, the What Now Movement, which is on Facebook, and join that group and, you know, do whatever it takes to get you out of that procrastinating mood, because that's exactly what I want to do. And now that I have Mr. Twiggs on the line, he's given up a wealth of information, you know, I'm going to delve into it. And hopefully the next time I'm on the radio, I can tell you guys I'm no longer a procrastinator. But I know it's not going to happen overnight as well, because I didn't become a procrastinator overnight. But I am going to work to try to, you know, get over it, because anything that, you know, habits can be broken or habits can be formed. So this
yes.
is a habit. I'm going to try to start the habit of not being a procrastinator and getting things done. So
yeah,
with
so
that being said, go on, darling.
Oh, I was going to say, so yeah, the key, it's a habit, just like you said, and the best way to break a bad habit is to replace it with a better one. So as you
yeah.
start doing different things, over time you'll find that you break out of that pattern. It's not, you know, it's not,
right.
I don't think anybody has the identity of a procrastinator. They have the habit. So once you break it,
mm-hmm.
you can move forward.
Well, I want to make this point to let you guys know just how much I had procrastinated. In 2012, I started writing my sixth book. And believe it or not, I just finished it this year, 2020, and due to the pandemic, so it's a blessing and a curse with this pandemic, but I had just been putting it off because I was working on different projects and doing this and doing that, and I kept saying, I'm going to do it today, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I'm going to definitely do it this day. So when the pandemic hit, I had nothing else to do but to be in the house, so my book is finished, and it's, you know, when I get it to the my graphic designer to get it formatted and to get it, you know, out there. And the title of my book is The Scent of a Man. So I'm saying all that to say now, from 2012 to 2020, that's what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
That book has supposedly been out, but, you know, just putting it off and putting it off. And, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it this day. You know, you can't depend on tomorrow. But fortunately, I am still here, you know, so I did get it done. And it will be out hopefully before the year is out. You know,
yeah, congratulations.
Like I said,
that's awesome.
To get it. Yeah, thank you, darling. I just have to get my funds together and get it done, you know. But that's not something that I'm procrastinating about. That's just something that I'm not able to do at this particular time due to my financial situation. But, you know, just get it done. If I had it done all them years ago, I wouldn't be having this problem financially. But, you know, these things happen, and everything happens for a reason. So, like I said, hopefully the book will be out before the year is out. We only have, what, four more months? September, October, November, December. 3 months. So, yeah, so that's that. This has been a wonderful show, and I do, you know, appreciate you very much, Eric, for being my guest this evening, and I wish you nothing but the best on any of your endeavors. And for that, we're going to give you a great big round of applause. More than welcome, darling. And anytime you want to come back and be a guest on the show, just email me or you can text me or whatever, and I will definitely have you back on. Are you planning on putting out any more books?
Actually, yes. Yeah, so right now my partners and I, we're working on a book that's set to come out within the next 3 to 4 months.
Oh, okay. Do you have a title for it yet, or you haven't?
Yes,
yeah,
it's going to be the What Now Mindset. So we're going to talk about,
oh, okay,
you know, what's the mindset that you would have, like case studies, and we have a model and all. Like, it's going to really be awesome. So
stay
tuned
for
that.
Well, let me know. You know, you have my number, so, you know, stay in touch, and I'll definitely be in touch. And like I said, I'm going to go to the What Now Movement page on Facebook, guys. That's Facebook. Pull up the What Now Movement, and you can get in touch with Eric. Give them your email address and your website once more, please.
Yeah, so the website is thedisciplineofnow.com. That's the website. I mean, you can get the book in any of those formats, paperback, ebook, or audio. You can email me, eric@ericmtwigs.com.
All right. Okay, well, then that's it, and you guys have a great night, and thank you, Eric, again.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Gail. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome, dear. Good night.
Good night.
You just listened to the number one radio station on the Internet, Delicious Talk Radio. Thank you, and good night.